Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, hope everyone's doing well. Welcome to another episode of Meat and Potatoes. Looks like it's just meat right now. Missing the co-host. Maybe he's stuck in traffic somewhere. Not sure. Maybe he'll call in later. Not sure. That's part of the fun, I guess. I'm not sure. But anyhow, welcome to another episode of Meat and Potatoes. Like I said, I am Andre Brown. I have no one else to introduce. So we're glad you guys are joining us here tonight. Again, sorry for the inconsistency and the amount of shows that we give per week. We're trying to work it out. We're trying to do the best that we can. So tonight, for tonight's episode, we're going to give sports a break for a little bit. There is a lot we could talk about in sports. The NBA season just started. Golden State Warriors are off to a great start. The NFL, Peyton Manning seems to be out for a while with the torn ligament in his foot. Cowboys look to be out of contention in the playoff race. Two undefeated teams, nothing going on in baseball. But college sports has started, or college basketball anyway. A lot we could talk about, or I could talk about. But today, or tonight rather, we're going to go and talk about music. We're going to talk about hip-hop, specifically a list. We're going to talk about a list. Billboard, which I'm not sure if it was either the magazine or maybe just the website, but Billboard, nonetheless, decided that they were going to create a top 10 rappers list. Their top 10 rappers of all time. This always gets tricky if you're a big hip-hop fan, if you're a big music fan. Or actually, a fan of really anything. Creating lists, top 5, top 10, 15, 20, whatever, always creates debate. Who are your top 10 comedians? What are your top 10 favorite movies, actors, foods, whatever? Always creates controversy. This one definitely lived up to it. I believe this list came out, I want to say Monday evening. But everyone caught wind of it on Tuesday. So I just want to run down the list for you. Just want you guys to hear who's on there, who's not on there. And I'll break down each rapper, artist, and I guess kind of say why I think they should be on there, why they deserve to be on there. So we're going to start at number 10. Now, I'm not going to argue who should be in what place because that's a whole nother discussion. But we'll just go and argue, should they be on the top 10? Now, remember, this is not my top 10 list. This is not a meat and potatoes top 10 rappers list of all time. This is Billboard's greatest of all time rappers. Top 10 greatest rappers of all time list. I really try to confuse myself there. Don't know why. All right. So at number 10, they had Lil Wayne. You probably just scrunched up your nose right now. Probably jerk your head back like Lil Wayne, what are you talking about? And I would understand why, because you only remember what recently happened. It's 2015, about to be 2016. Look, let's be honest. Lil Wayne has put out really, really crappy news. I mean, he's not on the level that he was. You know, between albums like, you know, I'm Not a Human Being and Rebirth and The Carter 4, which is straight garbage, and, you know, it's just horrible. His lyrical dexterity isn't where it was. But I said where it was, where it used to be. From 2000 and I'll say from 2003 to about 2008, I don't know of a rapper that had a really a better 5 year stretch during that period of time. Maybe someone else that's on this list that we'll bring up a little later. But you have to admit, the Carter II classics, his Drought mixtape series, his Dedication mixtape series, absolutely incredible. He was on every remix of every artist for about a span of 2 years. You couldn't turn on the radio. You couldn't go onto a hip hop blog site or read on and read a hip hop magazine without hearing his name or hearing his voice, reading his name rather, or hearing his voice. And I mean, the lines, the lyrics that he had go down in history. I would go and say some of them, but I get a little shy, so I'm not going to say it right now. But he definitely deserves to be on this list because of the supremely high, what's the word I'm looking for? The quality of his work was superb. It truly, truly was. And there was no one that was really, and you have to also remember, this was hip hop post Jay-Z. So this is when Jay did his, retirement after the Black Album. And after he left, no one was really there to fill the void of the best rapper at the time. You could argue it might have been T.I. at that time, possibly, but T.I. wasn't putting in the work that Wayne was. Nelly could have been that guy, but he went MIA out of nowhere. Jay-Z was gone. Kanye was just starting to come out around that time. So, yeah, I definitely agree with Lil Wayne being on this list. All right. At number nine, Kendrick Lamar. They had him come in. A lot of people probably think it's too soon to have someone like this on an all-time list. And normally I would agree. Kendrick's been out since around 2000. I mean, officially, I believe his self-titled EP came out in like 2008 or 9, I believe. And he has had three albums, two major studio albums. So he's new. He's really been in everyone's conscious for about 4 or 5 years. But sometimes it's not about the quantity, but the quality of your work. And if you listen to Section 80, Good Kid, Mad City, and To Pimp a Butterfly, you can see why this guy is on any all-time list. Sure, he has a long way to go. Sure, he has time to put in. I've seen this brother live. I just saw him do or perform the To Pimp a Butterfly album in LA. If you like that album in your car or hearing it through your laptop, just imagine how it sounds live. The lyrical dexterity, the subject matter, the openness with which he speaks and how he performs, this is right. And number nine is the right spot for him. He definitely should be on this list. Because if he wasn't on this list now, he would definitely be on this list in about 10 years. Okay? Number eight. Now, this one threw me. Ghostface Killah. Okay. So if you're not a hip hop fan, if you're not really into it, you probably just got into it, you're a casual fan, Ghostface from Wu-Tang Clan. If you don't know who Wu-Tang is, then you know what? Don't bother talking to me ever again. Just act like we never met because I don't know who you are. If you don't know who Wu-Tang is, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. We all know it. So yeah, so he's on the list. And I don't get, I mean, all time, I don't see it. I don't, honestly, I don't even think that, I don't even think he's the best rapper in his own group. I don't. And that's no shade to him at all. Look, he's had incredible albums lyrically. I think he's probably been more commercially accepted than others. You could argue Method Man was like that for a while. But of all time, I mean, he's over. Anyway, we'll get to that later. I love Ghostface. He's absolutely dope. Pretty Tony's amazing. But of all time in the class with the people that are here, I don't see it. Okay. But anyway, we'll get back to that. Number seven, another controversial choice, Lauryn Hill. Now, again, if you're a Fugees fan or was a Fugees fan, and they're not together anymore, you know why she's on this list. If you've heard The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, you know why she's on this list. She wasn't a full-time rapper. She wasn't a full-time singer either. I see why. Look, you hear a track like Lost Ones, That Thing. You heard just the effortless rhymes and the flow that she delivered on the score. You see why she would be on this list. I don't know, but can she really be awarded an all-time status off of one classic solo album? You know, I guess many people would argue that about another person that's on this list, although they had more than one, technically it was two. But anyway, I don't have a problem with it. I think Lauryn Hill is amazing, and I think even today, even though her voice isn't still with her, if she wanted to get on the mic and just say, you know what, I'm tired of what I'm hearing from female MCs today, I'm going to get on the mic and kill it, it'd be game over. So I can understand that. But I guess that also speaks to the power of her voice, the fact that you have one solo album, which she didn't even fully rap on. She sang on a lot of it. I think she rapped on about maybe two full songs and then maybe on a hook of another or a bridge of another. So that's pretty incredible. So I don't have a complete problem with that. Again, I just don't know if I would go there. But I think it's also the mystique of Lauryn Hill that gets her on. All right, so we're on to number six. Okay. First of all, I just want to go and say a disclaimer. I love this guy. I've patterned a lot of my vernacular after him, fashion. Three Stacks, Andre 3000 came in at number six. Yes, he should absolutely be on this list. The only reason that I'm a little tentative to really fully agree with it is because having him on this list individually really puts Big Boi in a kind of a side piece type role. Like, yeah, it's Andre 3000 with Big Boi. As a huge Outkast fan, Big Boi is the truth. He's consistently, I mean, they're Outkast. They, you know, they complement each other so well. Oh, look at this. Look with the cat drug in.
Hey.
Look with the cat drug in. Yeah, look at this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Light to the party.
This guy. Well done. Right on time.
My apologies.
Right on time.
My apologies. My apologies for being so late. I got caught in traffic.
See, this is a different kind of CPT. This guy is late to the show. Like, not to church, but to the show.
But to be fair, it's half my show. But I'm still here.
It is half your show, so you should be on time.
I should, huh? Damn it. I apologize.
Right.
I apologize.
Well,
faithful viewers or listeners or one of you.
Well, I was going down the list. I brought it up, so I'm on six right now. We're talking about 3000. I was talking about why. I mean, look, he's an incredible rapper, and when Outkast was going through their weird hiatus, breakup, sort of Hollywood divorce thing. See what I did there? No one. Okay. He was dropping gems of bars on remixes. I mean, you know,
man,
the Walk It Out remix,
some of the best verses
verse,
of certain, yeah, man,
the You
like,
remix verse, the I think it was, no, he was on the Two Step remix. No, he was on that. You know, the verse he dropped on Pink Matter with Frank Ocean. I mean, come on. So I see why he's there, but I just think it's a slight to Big Boi to not have Outkast, because Big Boi is nice. not, you know, people always try to put them to the side.
And I will say that in later days, like recently, Big Boy has been kind of regarded as the most underrated rapper of all time, like in some circles, because he just doesn't get that recognition that 3000 does. And
right.
as far as his placement on the list, I feel like people just kind of throw him on there. It's like, oh, shit, the South needs a lyricist. Let's put him on there. You know, because Wayne is a given. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, I feel like...
I mean, look, and
it's unfair to him.
You said what?
Go ahead. It's unfair to him because, I mean, you know, like you said, he really just kind of shows up on verses. He doesn't really release albums or anything, so he doesn't have an extremely strong solo body of work for me to consider him a part of this top 10 list. Except for
well, right, and that's what I was going to say. I understand Speaker Box and Love Below were under the Outkast umbrella, but they were solo albums. And the Love Below, and the Love Below technically was a solo album, and that was one of the best albums of the past decade or the past two, and it really kind of paved the way for people like Drake to do what he does. Lil Wayne to start singing, even though he sucks at it. For Kanye West to do 808s and Heartbreak. For Kid Cudi and Childish Gambino. That
I would
type
say
of
especially
music
with 808s and Heartbreaks, that directly influenced the album. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Most definitely. Especially,
all right.
I think most of the song on there is A Day of Life by Andre Benjamin. That's the best song on there.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Man.
Yeah, when he snaps for like 9 minutes, yeah, I love that. And I love that clock ticking beat. Oh, yeah, that was great.
Perfect song.
All right. At number five, I have no problems with this, so I'm going to keep this really short. Nas, yes, he should be on the list. It's not a question. Illmatic, Stillmatic, Godson, enough said. And Ether. Ether. Okay. All right, so number four, again, this will be really short as well, Rakim. If you don't know who Rakim is, like I said earlier, if you don't know who Wu-Tang is, don't speak to me. If you don't know who Rakim is, just please block me back on your phone because we really have nothing to talk about.
Go listen to fucking Drake or something.
Yeah. Or you can just go and listen to Paid in Full. And prepare to be amazed.
Stupefied at the fact that you didn't know that. They don't need to know who Rakim is. Eric B for president. What? It's one of my favorite hip hop songs of all time. I think he absolutely belongs on this list.
Of course he belongs.
I would put Nas ahead of him, only because I relate more to Nas and I've grown up with Nas as opposed to Rakim. But you know. No, there's no question he should be on this list.
Not at all. He really changed the way he changed hip hop and the way it was said. The cadence, the flow should be on here. Again, if you don't know who he is, don't talk to me and just go listen to Paid in Full. You're welcome. All right, the last three I have no problems with. Eminem. A lot of people are going to sit here and say, oh, he's there because he's white, you know, trying to lose the whole Larry Bird rule. If he was black, you know, would he be. I think he would be here if he was black. And Eminem, I've never heard the lyrical dexterity. Come on. I mean, the rhyme patterns, the rhyme schemes, the dexterity, the flow, the machine gun flow, and the way that he would talk about. I mean, yeah, a lot of it was shock value, you know, talking about raping your mom and all that stuff.
A perfect example of that, the Watcher freestyle. They gained the same for psychos, guns, rifles, sharp knives. I like those. Like, come on, bro. That's like that's some dope shit right there. I mean, who else can put put a cadence together like that with some random ass shit like that?
He's incredible. He's absolutely incredible. And I know he hasn't done anything lately. I know he's sober. He loves his mom now. So, you know, whatever. Eminem, come on. The Marshall Mathers LP, again, I'm not engaged in hyperbole, one of the best albums of the last decade. And if you haven't heard Slim Shady or the Eminem show, you're doing yourself a disservice. Hell, don't even listen to the albums. Just go and go to YouTube, type in Shady Cypher, and just sit back and enjoy.
If you're going to listen
to him do that, and you're going to tell me that he doesn't deserve to be on this list, I have nothing to say to you ever in life.
Because one of the best moments of the Hip Hop Awards was when he did, do you remember he did the surprise freestyle? Where nobody even knew he was there until, like, he just turned around and just ripped that shit. Like a full, I think he got like a full 16 bar, like, verse. Off the top. So.
Yeah. And he actually comes from actual battle rapping. Like, that's what he grew up doing.
Almost signed to Duck Down. A lot of people don't know that. He almost signed to Duck Down Records. If you're not familiar with what that is, look at the late, great Sean Price. I wonder, like, that's their camp. You know what I mean?
R.I.P. Sean Price. Yeah.
Man, he should be in the top 15. But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah. All right, last two, I'm not going to disagree with. I'll give you the floor shortly. Biggie and Jay. Jay is two, Biggie is one. If you know me, I think Big is the greatest rapper of all time. I can tell you why for about 2 to 3 hours. Jay definitely belongs on this list, no matter what you think of him. Yes, he's an asshole. Yes, he's a businessman now. Yes, his rhymes have deteriorated. Okay. But Reasonable Doubt, Blueprint, Black Album, Hard Knock Life, Volume 2. Thank you. All right.
Yeah. That's all I need.
Do you think those two should be up there?
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm glad who I don't see on this list, Tupac.
I was just about to get into that. And everyone's really mad about that. I personally think that's the right call.
Yeah, I do too, because Tupac was a poet. I think people there's a difference between a poet and a lyricist. Yeah, Tupac made really realistic songs, albeit some of the shit he may not have actually lived through. But, you know, he portrayed the role of a thug really well, but it's no way in hell I'll call him a top 10 lyricist at all.
No. No. And that's what that's exactly.
Do you mind if I catch back up to 10 through 7 real quick?
Go for it.
Lil Wayne shouldn't be on the list. Kendrick Lamar. It's debatable. I've been thinking about this back and forth all day. You got to have somebody from the new school on there, and then he's just the best to do it right now. Like, he's wrapping circles around everybody. So I'm absolutely okay with that. Ghostface is a shock, but, I mean, I actually think Raekwon is better than Ghost, personally. But, I like Ghost. I'm a big Wu person. I mean, shit, I put Method Man above both of them. So if you're going to take anybody off the list, I'll take Ghostface and put Method on there. Before I put Ghost on there, Lauryn Hill.
Who on there?
Method Man. I put Method Man on there before Ghost. But
Lauryn Hill is a rapper.
Lauryn Hill's an R&B singer who just happens to be a good lyricist, a good rapper.
So she shouldn't rap like that. You can't rap like that and just happen to be good at rapping. You've heard the score.
Like
she was spitting fire on the score.
And she was, and she spit fire on her own album. But it's kind of like the 3000 type thing. Like, we have two bodies of work from this. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have two strong, like, we have, you know, all Andre 3000, as a, you know, has put out material as a part of Outkast. Lauryn Hill's put out a lot of material as a member of the Fugees. They both only have one solo album. They're both critically acclaimed. They both haven't made any solo albums since. So it's not a big body of work for me to say, Lauryn Hill should be on the greatest rapper of all time.
Yeah.
If you want to put a woman on there, honestly, shit.
Queen. If you had to put
a woman on there, I would have.
Who?
If you needed a woman on the list, I would go with Light or Queen. Easy.
Yeah, I would have gone with MC Light. Queen Latifah had about two good albums. MC Light did it for longer. If I put either Light or Missy Elliott, because she really
yeah,
was
I would go
what
with
a
Light.
Female. Yeah, you could. I mean, just because she was really solid, but Missy Elliott really changed what it means to be a female MC. You could be creative, you could be goofy, you could be funny,
artist. You
can dance. You know, you can do all these different things. You didn't have to sell sex. You didn't have to sell women's rights. You can have fun and still be a dope MC and a producer and a songwriter.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And a singer, because she can blow, too.
Oh, she can sing. Yeah, she can sing.
So.
Okay. Yeah, the Tupac thing, I agree with you. His greatest impact didn't come in hip-hop. His greatest impact, maybe none of you guys saw the Tupac exhibit at the Grammy Museum. I was fortunate enough to go and see it earlier this year. Like John said, he was a poet. He was an aspiring screenwriter. I mean, he went to an art school, a performing art school in New York. He was an accomplished actor.
Yeah.
I believe today, if he was alive, he would have had at least 2 Oscars. Rapping is
Absolutely.
Wasn't something that he was going to. If Tupac was alive right now, he would have been out of rap for about, I'd say, 10, 15 years.
Jeez.
Because that's not where his calling was. His calling was, he would have been an activist. He would have been a powerful voice in the community. Hip-hop was just kind of something that he kind of fell into. He was good at it. He was great at it. But that's not where his greatest impact. All the people on the list, they needed hip-hop. If they didn't have hip-hop, we really wouldn't know who they were. If Tupac didn't have hip-hop, we would still know who he was.
Exactly. And you know who I see a lot of Tupac in? A lot of our young actors, like Jesse Williams, is that his name? Jesse,
yeah.
Like, you know, I think he would have been, I think if Tupac was around, it would have been a lot. It wouldn't be, I mean, there'll still be a Jesse Williams, there'll still be an Anthony Mackie, who unfortunately played Tupac. But, you know, I see like a lot of young black actors, I see a lot of Tupac in there, as far as acting abilities. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Who knows,
man? This shit would have been crazy. Like, it's just kind of funny thing. Like, would he be a comedic sensation? Would he be an action star? Would he be just, like, a legitimate, like, Denzel Washington caliber level actor? You know what
Tupac could act his ass off. If he, above the Rim, Poetic Justice, Gridlock, Juice.
Gridlock.
I mean, come on. Like, the boy could act his ass off. He would have been incredible.
Fucking hate the movie Juice, by the way, though.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, okay. Real quickly, no, Ghostface should not be on the list. I'm going to tell you who I'd replace him with, and I know this is going to get a lot of flack, but so what? We have 2 minutes left. I'd replace him with Nelly, and I'm very, very serious about that. And here's why I'm going to say
that.
That's
not so sure, guys.
No, I'm just kidding.
here's why I'm going to say that. I'm very serious, okay? Sure, was he the lyrically one of the better rappers out there? No. I mean, hell, you could big
fuck no.
If we're going based on lyrics, then Big Pun, Big L, put him there. Hell, put Slick Rick there. But the impact of what Nelly had in changing what hip-hop sounded like with the singing, songy type lyrics. I mean, dude, when he was on top with Country Grammar and Nellyville and kind of with Swimsuit, that was pretty unparalleled.
It was.
And his impact on hip-hop cannot be understated at all. I honestly would put him there.
And I will replace Ghostface with probably Lupe Fiasco. So I'm biased, though,
yeah.
Because Lupe Fiasco is probably one of my, if not my favorite rapper of all time, next to Biggie. And, you know, just from the Fahrenheit 115 tapes, Food and Liquor, which was my freshman year's anthem, in college, you know, fucking The Cool. I was disappointed. Lasers, Tetzel, and Youth is just as heavy as To Pimp a Butterfly. But, you know, the dude can get busy. And there's no denying that. Dude was probably the best word playlist out to have ever done.
Fair enough. All right, y'all. That is our show. I'd like to thank John for joining us. That's so nice of him. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
You
guys have a great week. We're out.
Later.